All right, so welcome back. We are now going to finish our presentation on your lead follow-up rules. Now, we're going to be covering rules, what is it, Julie, 9 through?
18.
9 through 18. Now, hopefully you're listening to all these in order and you're not jumping around. Otherwise, frankly, you're going to be lost and it's going to be confusing. So if you're listening to presentation 2 of the lead follow-up rules, you need to stop and go back to listen to presentation 1. Please be clear about this. We have spent literally over a decade and literally tens of thousands of coaching calls, one-on-one coaching calls, with agents just like you, and we know exactly what order to present this information and exactly how to present it so that it's going to have the most and the quickest impact. Our goal and your goal is not just to entertain you, not just to make you feel good, not just to motivate you, but to help you make money. So I want you to be listening to this information every single presentation Julie and I ever do. And you have to be thinking, how can I apply this information to make money for myself in the next 30 days? You need to pass everything that you hear from us through that filter, because everything we're presenting to you is designed to get you into action, is designed to make you money. We believe and we know that true long-lasting motivation comes from your own success. Your own success comes from your own actions. Your own actions result in, obviously, you guys getting paid. That is the point of being a business owner. So, Julie, without any further delay, let's get to point number 10, correct?
Point number 10. And we talked a little bit about this on the previous call, but this is a very specific rule that you must follow. Always call with the intention of setting an appointment. So, let's say today I'm going to spend 2 hours on my lead follow-up. I've got it in my calendar. I'm going to be relentless about it. I'm going to say to myself, the point of doing this is to not just, quote, get through my lead follow-up. That never makes you any money. The point is, on every call, my intention is to actually set an appointment. So stop leaving lightweight messages like, just checking on you, just thinking of you, call me if you feel like doing something. Okay, I'm being dramatic, but you get the idea. So again, every message has A, something of value, B, a call to action, and C, tons of energy and enthusiasm, as if they are your only client. And, you know, hopefully not in too many cases, that might be the case. So make them feel like they are your only focus in life, helping them. And they're more likely to call you back.
And by the way, people can tell. And some of you who are not what you'd consider yourself, some of you are going to be saying, but Julie, I'm just not a natural salesperson. I'm more of an introvert.
Well, neither am I.
Well, you're not. And Julie's a musician. She's definitely a natural introvert. Okay, she's learned how to be. She's trained. Frankly, that's the reason I think she's probably the number one real estate coach in the nation. It's because she has evolved to become an incredible real estate salesperson and an incredible coach, and she has had to overcome a lot of the analytical things that some of you struggle with every single day. So here's a thought for you with regards to basically, you know, those of you who are saying it's just not my style. Or, well, Julie, you answer that question. So if someone comes to you and they're wanting to basically become a really powerful real estate salesperson, make lots of money, or, you know, whatever their financial goals are, and there's someone who's a natural introvert and they're hearing all of our lead follow-up rules and they just don't feel like it's for them, how do you help them overcome that?
Well, I do talk about my own sort of struggle and challenge with that, and it became simple for me. A couple of things happened. One is, back when we were going to a lot of Howard Britton stuff, I went to a seminar, and we had a little agent talent show. Do you remember this? And all these people who you know to just be realtors, great salespeople in, quote, normal life, they had some really amazing I remember Russell Shaw had his comedy thing going.
Yep.
And I can't remember who it was.
Gary
Obaldini.
Obaldini.
And
yep.
Gary got up there, and he had the most amazing singing voice. And these guys were extremely talented at something totally unrelated to real estate. And I thought to myself, I remember sitting in that audience going, you know, why is it that I'm thinking that I can't do both? Why do I have to be either classical musician, Julie, or real estate, Julie? Why can't I be good at both?
Interesting, isn't it?
You know, that was like a huge light bulb. And then I thought, well, I mean, these guys back then, most of them were doing better than we were. They had, you know, we had a little baby business. They had booming businesses. We wanted to be like them. And I thought, you know, maybe my desire to be, do, and have more in life is stronger than my idea of holding on to it not really being my thing. I'm not really a salesperson. So if I want more out of life, I've got to get over something that's holding me back. Or I have to become okay with where I am.
And, you know, here's the other thing, Julie. I remember having a coaching call with Jeff Silva. Okay,
I remember Jeff. Yeah.
Yes, great coaching client. Mm-hmm. And Jeff is a very amiable, really
super
wonderful,
nice guy.
Wonderful
yeah.
guy. Just one of those guys that, you know, just you instantly like him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to learn how to call expireds, which is great because in his market, great expired opportunities. But in his mind, he couldn't get over the fact that he was feeling too much like a salesperson. He felt like he was being too pushy. It didn't feel like him. He had all these usual typical
things. Seemed unnatural to him.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I gave him this little pearl, and I'm giving it to you guys, and hopefully you apply it. Before you make every single call, tell yourself that you're calling these people to help them.
Right. It's not about you. That's a major, major coaching secret.
It's not about you.
So that makes it so much easier. And I've had coaching clients say the same to me. As they'll say, as soon as I stopped making it about me and how I was feeling, and it made it about them and how I was there to help them,
right?
All of a sudden it gets easier.
You're not there. Just stop telling yourself. If you're uncomfortable saying, I'm a powerful salesperson, then stop telling yourself you're a powerful salesperson. Start telling yourself that you're there to help people.
I'm a professional real estate advisor, and I'm here to help them.
And you can actually say that to them, and you can actually say it to yourself, and you can get yourself over your own Mickey Mouse so that you can put yourself in a position to, hey, guess what? Help more people make more money and start getting more out of life. Guys, making more money, we've mentioned this, bring it up from time to time. If you're not living the life, don't have the things, don't have the experiences, if you really aren't living the life that you thought you would be, it's simply it's just an unarguable fact that it's because you have not learned how to help enough people or are not willing to help enough people at a high enough level. Simply put, you need to get over your own whatever's holding you back, and the simplest and easiest way to do it is not to think about it, not to analyze it, not to read a bunch of books about it, not to go to a bunch of seminars about it, but just start taking
action.
Exactly. Just start taking different actions.
Well, let me address a second little piece of this that's a common thing we hear about it not being your thing, right? The whole, we mentioned it on the last call, a lot of agents say, well, I feel like I'm bugging them because I don't like to be bugged, right? So, again, we're making it all about you again. But let's take this on a factual level. Here's my analytical stance on this, okay? The reason we, the collective we, ourselves included, don't like being, quote, bugged by salespeople during dinner is because they're selling us something that we don't want to buy. That's completely different than you calling somebody back or prospecting a for sale by owner or expired. Let's get this straight. Okay, so we can clear the air on this whole thing because that's such a common excuse that agents have. You are a real estate professional. You sell homes. You help people buy homes for a living. Yes, at least that's what everyone claims. Okay, now, the prospect, the FSBO, the expired, the for rent by owner, the NOD, whoever they are, they have a home that they need to buy or sell.
Well, Julie, you just
said something. It would make sense that you talk to each other. Why would you be bugging them?
Well, you just said something critical, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing lead follow-up, someone who called you and you're following up with them again and again and again.
That's different than bugging.
That's right. You're not calling them up and trying
doing
to
doing your job.
You're not trying to basically sell them of something they don't want. They've already told you that they want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different.
Right. So, of course, we all get bugged when somebody calls us during dinner and tries to sell us Ginsu knives. I didn't call asking for Ginsu knives. Of course I'm going to be irritated.
Now, if you happen to have called or, you know, basically asked about Ginsu knives and somebody calls
you. That's different.
Then it's different.
Then you should talk to them and
that's
not be
right.
a jerk.
Tell
right?
me about your Ginsu knives. I have some beer cans to cut. You guys get the point.
Exactly. So get that out of your head. It doesn't make any sense.
That's right.
Okay. I couldn't resist that one.
I know.
All right. Perfect. So next point, number 11. Open house leads, and yes, we do believe in open houses. When done correctly, they can be very profitable. Open house leads must be called the same day or evening of the actual open house. Don't be like everyone else and wait until the following week or maybe follow up if or when the mood strikes. Set the appointment before someone else does. And here's the secret. At least 30% of open house attendees have a property to sell the listing for you, okay? So remember, the more pricey your open house is, the higher percent of those potential listings are. Those are the neighbors coming in to check the price.
You know, open house as a whole, that's another wonderfully cheap, it's free, right?
Free.
Now,
and the sellers love it when you do it.
You might not have any listings, so you borrow another agent's listings in your office. If you don't have any agent's listings in your office you can borrow, then you borrow another agent's
office. Or go to a better office.
Or go to a better office or borrow another agent's listing. Ask them, call them up, say, hey, I'd like to hold your property open. chances are they're going to say yes. A quick no-brainer, should be common sense thing to think about here is you do an open, ask yourself right now. Here's your little test, right? You're wanting to know how to generate leads immediately. Do an open house immediately. Ask yourself what first time or move up home area in your marketplace where you could list something where it would sell like by the time you ended up signing the contract. In other words, the market is so hot, you could essentially drive the listing contract to the bank and cash it, okay? So everyone has a marketplace like that. So what I want you to do is hold an open house there. Preferably not in a condo unless that's unless condo's your market. Preferably an area where you can put up tons of signs. Preferably an area where it's easy to park.
Not gated if you can avoid it.
Not gated, where people have no barriers to entry to go in the open house. You do that, and then you advertise it, all the free places, Craigslist and whatnot. You will be inundated. I'm talking dozens and dozens and dozens of people who are in the market. Remember what Julie said, a lot of them are going to be sellers. We'll come in direct contact with you. Seller requests that everybody signs in. Seller requests that everybody signs in. Okay? That's all you have to say, and they will sign in.
Exactly.
That's it. And then
don't make it so hard.
And then you call them back immediately, the same day. Not the next day, not 2 days later. You're not supposed to, and you probably won't have the opportunity because you're going to be really busy to pre-qualify them while they're there. And frankly, it's probably not appropriate because other people will be eavesdropping. So you want to call all of them back, and you will be amazed. I bet you if all of you do that this weekend, this Saturday or Sunday, depending on your marketplace, using the recipe that I just gave you, I bet you all of you generate at least 3 AAA motivated buyers and at least 1 or 2 sellers.
If you don't get that from your open houses, honest to goodness, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, you know, I did an open house. I hear this one a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. And you guys are probably guilty of this. You know, you do an open house, and then you're saying, well, you know, I don't want to call them back until Monday or Tuesday, you know, because, you know, it's Sunday night, and I don't want to be perceived as being rude. What?
I don't want to bug them.
Yeah, exactly. What?
What? Why were they out looking at open houses? Because they work during the week.
Because they want to be bugged. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone into your open house.
They took the day to do something in real estate.
So we're
How much more obvious could it be?
We're trying to have some fun to get you guys to laugh at yourselves, or at least laugh at other realtors.
That's avoiding your commission checks.
Which is always a good time.
Yeah, right. At least for us.
All right.
Okay. So number 12, sign calls and interactive voice response, which is IVR or 800 number, like 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE. Calls must be called absolutely immediately back. This means in 5 minutes or less, and I really should say 5 seconds or less there. These calls have a very high conversion rate, but only when called immediately. Secret, again, when you use 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com and your for sale signs, the first calls you get are almost always your own seller and all the neighbors. Why do neighbors call? To check the price, because they're considering selling soon. So why would you miss those calls?
So, guys, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com, go there, check it out. Julie, I did a superstar interview of one of your coaching clients in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know what I'm talking about, right, Colette?
Yeah.
Okay, so Colette McDonald, and you guys can go and listen to that superstar interview. You can listen to it off the blog, realestateinsidernews.com, or, you know, we make them easily available. Or, by the way, you can just Google for it, Colette McDonald superstar interview, and you'll find it. So one of the now Colette is somebody that Julie's coached for a couple of years, and she's gone from basically she's always been a great agent, but now she's becoming an extraordinary agent, making close to $1 million this year.
And we're very proud of her. She's one of our advanced students.
And guess what, guys? When asked during the superstar interview, she's a breakthrough client, Jules.
Oh, sorry.
When asked during a superstar interview, I asked her specifically, what have you learned from your coach? And in this case, it was Miss Julie. Have you learned that basically has had the biggest impact on your career, that's made you the most money the quickest? And guess what she said? She said, using the 800 number on all of my listings, number one, and number two, following up with all the leads that came in immediately.
So not just creating the lead, but following up immediately.
And, you know, does she have a drip system and all that? Yes, but it's there to be an assistant to her making the phone calls.
Exactly. Hopefully you guys are not just writing this down, not just listening, but absorbing, internalizing, and implementing.
That's right.
So point number 13, internet leads who leave phone numbers must be called within 15 minutes of receiving the lead to your smartphone. And the only reason I'm giving you 15 minutes to do that is because sometimes that's how long it takes for you to get the lead and to, you know, to read what they were asking you about. So remember that internet leads who are most motivated will give you their phone number.
That's right. And by the way, some of you, I would say all of you, but certainly if you're in the beginning stages of building up your real estate practice and you're going from, say, a lot of you are going to be selling 25, 50, 100, 150 houses as you stay enrolled in this coaching program. But if you're at the very, very beginning stages, let's say you're a smart agent and you're enrolled, you just got your license today and you're enrolled in this coaching program, the next day, and you're just starting building up your business and starting to gather leads and starting to learn everything. Well, you have to be less rigid than somebody who has lots of leads who is successful.
That's a good point.
Okay, you cannot be one of these, they do not meet my 14 rules.
Yeah,
don't over-pre-qualify. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because on that last point, what it really triggered in my mind was the phone number thing with an internet lead, okay? If you want to be different and really make yourself stand out in the marketplace, when you get an internet lead, you answer their question and then you ask their phone number so you can follow up. Or you answer their question to the point where it's going to require a phone call to completely answer the question. You guys know what I'm talking about.
That's a huge secret. I hope you guys are getting this, right? So you get two different types of internet leads typically, those with phone numbers, those without phone numbers. So the ones that actually, on initial contact say, please call me, I need to set up a showing or I need more information about selling my house or what have you, here's my phone number. You call them immediately. They are crying out for your help. You don't sit on that lead. The other type, you respond immediately. All of you guys have smartphones. You respond immediately and you say, so that I can more accurately answer your question, where can I call you right now? It would be my pleasure to help you.
Now, if they don't respond, now again, this rule is only for the people that are more experienced, they're doing more transactions. If they don't respond with their phone number, if they're insisting that they only email you or they're just basically wishy-washy, that immediately in our minds should be a C lead.
Right.
An urgent lead, and you guys, if you waste too much time with anyone else other than the A leads, you're not going to make any money. And a quick and easy way to field all the internet leads that you're going to be getting when you start implementing some of our lead generation systems is you're going to have to decide, do I bother with internet leads that are not giving me their phone number?
Right.
And I would suggest to you that you should all evolve to the point that if they won't give you your phone number, they become a C lead, and a C lead is another way of saying garbage can.
Yeah, so you might email them a couple more times, been trying to reach you, you work it, but then you're really not going to consider that a real lead. I mean, I don't consider, somebody trying to sign up for this program, for example, and they won't let me call them back, that's not somebody who's really that interested, right? So, use your filter. Okay, so number 14, similar, direct referrals must be called within 15 minutes of receiving them. Just because you're being referred doesn't mean that the prospect is only going to think about you. Maybe their two other friends also sent two other referrals. How would you know? So
okay.
Call them immediately and be the best one.
So we're getting back on our soapbox. Are you up there yet, Julie?
I'm up there.
Okay. Here, I want all of you to listen to us very carefully. Julie and I don't buy or sell real estate anymore. We don't because we don't want to be in competition with any of our students.
We just give you guys the leads.
Okay.
We get them.
We give you
better.
We give you leads that do come our way, and lots of them come our way. Now, what happens is when someone emails, a consumer emails because they've somehow come in contact with us and they want to ask a question or need help with whatever, we then send it to our office, and then our office then will go to our breakthrough clients first, then our advanced clients, and then our essentials clients. That is true. So if you're in one of our private coaching programs, you will get leads when they call into the office. Okay? Makes sense, right? Our better clients are going to get different treatment. Sorry if that offends you.
Part of the reason for that is because we know that they know this stuff by memory. They practice it every day, and they're not going to screw it up.
Now, when we send you a lead, if you don't follow up with them immediately, you will never get another lead from us again.
As long as you live.
Ever. Julie
and if there's five of you in the same market and you're all at the same level, we send it to all five of you, and it's up to you to follow up the best.
Okay, so here's a little secret. Recently, this happened probably in the last, 90 days, we had a referral in Laguna Beach, where Julie and I have properties, for over $1 million.
Yes.
Okay, we sent that. There was three or four agents there that were students that were in our private coaching programs. So we emailed, and this is coming from their coach. I want you guys to put this in perspective, right? So this is coming from their coach.
This is a direct emailed over $1 million referral in Laguna Beach.
And not a long email, a quick line, subject line saying, got a referral for you. You know how many of those people actually, one, okay? One followed up with us within like 5 or 6 hours, and then you can pretty much guess what we were talking to or talking about with those realtors on their next coaching
reminder.
Line. Their crappy lead follow-up.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in my email. Oh, I was going to get to it
tomorrow.
Well,
you know I'd follow up. Okay, let's go back to basics.
That's right. Okay? So lead follow-up, guys, is so critical. It's so critical, and it's one of those things that, for whatever reason, agents have decided that it's something that doesn't take a priority in their lives. If I said
it should
once,
be the only priority.
In the last two presentations, I've said this 100 times. I'm going to say it again because it's critical. If you want to make yourself stand out, if you want to make yourself different, if you want to make yourself unique, if you want to make yourself, frankly, the top producing agent in your marketplace, be really good at lead follow-up. That in itself will do it.
Typically, we see a 30 to 50% increase year over year when students take these 18 points to heart and do something about it.
That's right.
No joke. So what? How many dollars does that translate to for each and every one of you?
That's right.
In other words, if you don't do it, that's what you're losing, minimum.
Exactly. So what's the next point?
Okay, so again, that last point was all about if I give you a referral, I'm your best friend and we eat lunch and I give you a referral because, you know, somebody in my family is going to buy or sell. Don't sit on that assuming that because it's that close of a referral that it's in the bag. You've got to call that kind of lead back immediately too.
Point number 15, Julie, I'm in the car, I'm busy, I'm in another appointment, I'm in an elevator, I can't drop everything and follow up the lead, what do I do?
Consider using an app on your phone. Most of them have recorder apps now, or a simple old school audio recorder of some sort to keep track of your leads on the go. Transfer them as soon as you get to your office because one of your previous rules is what? You transfer it to your system immediately so you're always on top of those leads, but only after you actually call the lead.
A quick side note, taking a digital recorder of some variety with you is a great idea so that when you have those to-dos or those thoughts or those ideas that pop in your mind, you can immediately put them into a recorder, and then either you hand it to an assistant or you do it yourself, or a lot of the systems now transcribe your notes automatically for you, then you can go back through your mind versus having to, oh my gosh, did I remember that? Did I remember this? Is that happening? Is this happening?
Recorders are great. They're also fantastic on listing presentations because the seller will pay much closer attention to you if you're recording.
But we'll talk more about that on the listing process.
That's
all right. So next point, Jules.
Okay, so point number 16, if we have not beaten this hard enough, all leads must be contacted, a real conversation, not email, a minimum of 3 times. Each time you are asking for an appointment to either A, pre-qualify them further, that counts as an appointment, B, make a presentation, either a buyer presentation or listing presentation, or C, find out more information so you can move them forward. After 3 real conversations, if you have no appointment, then it's okay to throw the lead away, but only if you have been that specific asking those questions. Again, always leave the door open, but throw the lead out.
That's right.
So when I say leave the door open, Tim, I'm talking about that last message, say you've been doing phone tag or what have you, or even a real conversation. Sounds like you're not quite ready to move forward. Is that right? Then you ask questions like, what else would have to happen for you to be comfortable moving forward?
You know, like we did that little role play on the last call, right? So on a scale of
1 to 10.
On a scale 1 to 10, with 10 being the most, Julie, if I were to show you, this is for a buyer, right? If I were to show you a property that meets all your criteria, it's in the school district, you know, it's no more than 20 minutes away from work, it's in the price range you've been hoping, has that fenced-in backyard, has that open floor plan. So it's, in other words, the exact property, Julie, that you've been searching for. On a scale 1 to 10, where would you rate your motivation to buy that house today?
Well, I want to be a 10, but I really, honestly, I'm only about a 7 just because I'm not comfortable with my loan program yet.
Okay, so there you go. That's what happens. You ask those types of questions, and they will tell you what it is that's standing in their
way.
Okay,
so in this sense, you might be on your 3rd call, but because you're asking really great questions and you're finding out how to help me, you're not going to throw this lead away just because it's your 3rd call. You're
right.
Going to use your head, and because you ask good questions, I get to remain a lead. I would then be a B lead because, remember, B leads are people with logical delays. What I said to you is not a crazy delay. It totally makes sense. You don't want to show me property until you know what I can afford as well, right?
Right.
So ask good questions. You can't throw your leads out if you haven't actually dug deeper. Okay? So keep your head screwed on straight about that rule.
Now, sellers, guys, are a lot more, we know we've been using buyers as an example because you're going to be getting a lot of buyer leads. And frankly, I don't want you paying for buyer leads anymore. Generate your own. Okay? So the fact is that when it comes to listings, the listing script that we give you as part of this coaching program is, frankly, a lot shorter than the buyer pre-qual script, because when it comes to sellers, really, at the end of the day, do they have to sell or do they want to sell? In other words, Julie, what's a have to sell? Give me an example.
A have to sell is someone who has to sell or something bad's going to happen. For example, I am relocating. If I don't, I lose my job. I am being foreclosed on. If I don't move, I'm going to have trouble. I have tried a loan mod and I'm not going to get it. I know I'm going to lose the house. I have to move. I am getting divorced, and the divorce decree says the house must be sold and proceeds split if there are any. Sometimes that would be the first tier, and then underneath that, you know, maybe somebody who is older and hasn't seen the second floor of their house in 30 years and finally wants to get rid of it, maybe. But really we're looking for have-to situations. I have to sell the house. And if you're not sure, there's a simple script that goes like this. I'm curious, Tim, then, is keeping the home an option for you at all?
Mr. Seller, do you have to sell this property or do you want to sell this property? Do you have a plan B if this property weren't to sell? Those are the types of questions. And then what Julie's point is, and it's perfect, is when you get a seller that says, I absolutely, you know, basically they say I have to sell this property, or obviously I strongly prefer to sell this property, that is a lead. You do not ever let that lead go. You follow up with that lead.
Yeah, if
you
they
show
have
up on their
to sell, you have to list it.
That's right. If
Unless
they
they're overly
sell,
combative or something weird, right?
Now, if they say, well, we'll just rent it out. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All of you should be offering property management, right? We teach you how to do property management at our university. So you definitely want to learn. Mr. Seller, that's excellent. So if you decide to lease the property, I can also be helping you because I serve all parts of the real estate business, not just buying and selling. I also offer management services.
Ah, that's a better answer than, oh, okay, bye-bye, good luck.
You guys get the point here? It's all about communication. It's all about asking the right questions. It's all about, you don't even have to be confident in the questions that you're asking. You just have to ask the questions.
Yeah. Your prospects will take care of the rest. They'll tell you what to do.
So here's a funny thing about scripts. And some of you, I'm just going to ignore for a second those of you who just basically have it in your minds that you're never going to use a script. I want you to, obviously, your goal is to memorize, internalize, and the most important of the three words is personalize the scripts. Memorize, internalize, and personalize. Personalize meaning you make it your own, but you cannot remove the core of the reason that the question in the script is being asked. So here's the funny thing. When you ask, when you are following a script and you're asking questions in the order in which we've written the questions down, it's like a beautiful dance, because you're going to find that the seller always is going to answer pretty much exactly like we've written the scripts. You are going to know what to say even before they know what they're going, how they're going to respond to your previous
right.
question.
It's crazy how well it works.
It is beautiful.
And it shortens your presentations by quite a bit.
Right. And then you're like, you have this, the first time, I'm thinking back, I can't believe I'm actually remembering this, but I remember the first listing presentation that Julie and I went on. And I remember we had written a script and we had studied different things and we had the script and we had literally had it written out in front of us. We bullet pointed the questions because at that point we hadn't memorized it. We'd only sort of internalized it. So we wrote it down. We took it with us. And I remember actually giggling that they're answering the questions like we expected them to answer in the whole presentation. Do you remember that?
It was like magic.
You do remember that, don't
you? I do. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And then we were addicted to scripts.
Yeah. Then it was like, okay, I'm sold.
I remember. Do you remember our first buyer script?
Remind me.
We had the first few deals we were showing property to buyers together. And I remember this was a ranch in Upper Arlington. And we had just learned like the most simple, crazy buyer script ever. Which is, so, do you want to buy it?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, and you and I, like, double-dog dared each other to ask the buyer using that simple script.
Guys, we were right out of college, so.
And one of us asked that, and I will never forget, we were walking up the basement steps, and one of us asked that, and he turned around and he goes, why, yes, I think I like this home. We just about passed out. We're like, really? Seriously?
It's that easy.
You almost want to go, are you sure?
Yeah, well, how many agents would have gone, well, you know what, we want to show you more houses, or I want you to be comfortable with your decision, or
That script isn't me. I want to rewrite it.
That's right. No, I'm not comfortable. I need to show you every single property. That.
Mm-hmm.
Why? the buyer is not hanging out
after
with you.
After every showing. So, you want to buy it? It's so easy.
Right, exactly.
Anyway. This
so
stuff is fun to teach because it gets results.
You and I, again, are venturing off into future presentations.
And
we're not sticking to what we're supposed to be presenting.
Yes, we have two more points. So, point number 17. You must realize that it does take more leads than you think to close the amount of deals you require. Secret, leads on their own have no value. Appointments have value. So get clear with that. Some of you say, oh, I've got 1,000 leads in my drip system. Well, that's probably too many, and you need to be whittling that down. Others of you say, well, I'm going to do 3 deals next month because I have 3 people in my pipeline. Well, that's too few. What if one of them, you know, doesn't get their financing? What if a seller decides they want to, you know, live in the house forever? What are you going to do? So it's somewhere in between those two extremes, but you must realize that it takes more leads than you think to close the amount of deals that you require, particularly when lending requirements are pretty tight, particularly when inventory is low.
Okay, so I want to just jump in here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It takes probably in this marketplace, and depending on where you are in the country, this could be a true statement or not, right? So we have coaching clients in every state, I believe,
including
every state
Alaska.
Now. Yeah, you're right.
Special shout out to my Alaska friends.
We have coaching clients in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand. We're getting coaching clients in
South Africa.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have coaching clients all over the world.
Crazy.
And so the point of all this is when you're asking these questions and you're doing it in a certain order, it works in all markets. It works predictably. You can expect it to happen. You will find yourself feeling more confident as you actually ask the questions in the right order and get consistent results. Now, Julie was talking about the number of leads that you need. We want to teach you guys to be listing agents because the fact is if there's not a lot of inventory for the buyers to choose from, or the exact opposite, if there's too much inventory for the buyers to choose from, you're going to need like 10 or 15 buyer leads to close one buyer. But if you have 5 must-sell, have-to-sell sellers to close one, I mean, you're going to list probably 4 out of 5, if not 5 out of 5. Focusing on listings, having your best energies go towards listings, will produce more revenue for you every single day than focusing on buyers.
Yeah, and listings create more buyers and more listings. Buyers only create that sale,
if you're lucky. If you're
lucky. They might even create that. So, next point, number 18, we're almost done. Don't think that you can delegate, this just makes my teeth itch on both sides of my teeth, okay? Don't think that you can delegate your relentless lead follow-up to your assistant or to some technology.
Maybe you need to brush more, Julie. That's gross.
It's from these types of conversations.
No, but it's true, though. I mean, but this is a summary of everything we've been talking about. You know, I'm thinking out there.
Oh, I hired a lead follow-up assistant.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You think you did.
And you're not going to delegate it to technology.
Ugh.
You're not going to somehow miraculously create some sort of blended, you know, postcard, drip email, voice broadcast, sky writing. It doesn't matter, guys. At the end of the day, you have to call them.
Stop avoiding that.
You know, it is truly funny, Julie, what we said on the last presentation, or maybe it was mm-hmm. this one, I don't remember, that in a marketplace where everybody's doing the same thing, doing the exact opposite is what makes you special. So you know, guys, you're right now, you get your real estate license, you go to a brokerage, or you go to a real estate seminar, you have some guru show up in your marketplace that's going to tell you, you know, whatever, they all are going to give you some complicated, ridiculous lead follow-up system. And, you know, guys, it is a bunch of crap because everybody is going to waste time setting up these ridiculous systems.
You spend more time working the system than you do actually working the client.
While you're sitting in your, you know, at home or at your office, you've got your headset on, and you're picking up the phone using our scripts, and you're actually doing lead follow-up. While everyone else is worrying about their 5522 postcard system.
Right.
You guys get the difference?
It's a huge difference. So here's a good summary for why we have spent so much time and energy getting all of you clear on not one, not two, not three, but 18 hardcore lead follow-up, not points, not bullet points. These are rules. These are what you live by. This is what you run your business by. If you've got a team, this is how not just you but your buyer agents also exist by. Here's the secret. To shorten the time frame between closings, shorten the time it takes you to follow up on your leads.
Simple.
This is where it all starts. No closing happens without first being a lead, then a lead follow-up call, then an appointment, a presentation, a contract, a pending, and then closed. So often we work on, and some of this, of course, you have to do, right? You're working on your pendings because you got to hold your deals together. I get that. But then we say, well, I need to add lead generation. And maybe that's true. But we have to go to the source first. Every transaction starts out as a lead. If you're not good at where the transaction begins, why would you spend all of your energy doing all the other stuff? Doesn't make sense. So, excuse me. So to shorten the time frame between closings, which everyone wants to do, we all want more consistent income, shorten the time it takes for you to follow up on your leads. And the time will kind of filter through, and you will find that your closings are closer together and more frequent.
Depending on your marketplace, guys, you're going to need roughly blended buyers and sellers 10 leads for every one closed transaction, depending on your marketplace.
Right. That sounds about right.
So it could be a lot worse, but just keep that in mind. If you want to close, you know, and the other thing to keep in mind, too, is the pay cycle is in some markets it's 30 days, in some days it's markets it's, you know, 180 days. What do I mean by that? You take a listing today, okay, between the listing, you know, going through the marketing process, getting a contract, going through the closing process, you could get paid in 60 or 90 days, or like I said, you could get paid in 6 months or maybe a year. It just depends where you're selling real estate. So the contact to close cycle is longer than you think. Again, I'm thinking about those of you who've had ups and downs of your income forever, who've never really been able to get financially ahead. It's because you haven't realized that the time it takes from initial contact to paycheck to closing is longer by, in some cases, 3, 4, 5 times the amount. So the lead follow-up, the lead, frankly, the lead generation that you do today is going to pay you, not next month, not maybe even the month after, not maybe even 90 days, depending on your market. It's going to pay you next quarter, 4 or 5 months from now, but guess what? You'll need money then too.
Right, and it can be frustrating for agents that are saying, well, but I need money right this second. Well, part of what you're learning in this class is, and again, future calls, right, is the progression of lead generation. So if you are, and there, hopefully there's not very many of you here, but there's certainly some of you who, for whatever reason, maybe you're feeling like you're on the edge financially, okay, you need to be doing BPOs and open houses as a survival method, and then you'll be adding things on. But before you even decide to do that, you probably have leads that you need to close on. So starting today with this will definitely affect you 30, 60, 90 days out. And when you have been doing this very consistently, following the 18 lead follow-up rules, what will happen is in 90 days, maybe 120 to 6 months, you will have such extreme consistency in your real estate practice that you will hopefully never have 3 a.m. real estate financial night sweats again because you have corrected the problem at the beginning of the issue, and that's when everything is a lead. Does this make sense?
It does, and I know a lot of people are clearly understanding this. So I'm going to give a little special shout-out to those of you who a lot of you have been emailing us and asking about our advanced and breakthrough coaching programs. I don't want to use your class time today during this presentation to tell you anything more than what I'm about to say. If you are ready or think you might be ready to take your real estate practice to the next level, basically the next natural step for you is move up to our advanced coaching program. Now, the advanced coaching program includes everything that you're getting now. So you get real estate coaching essentials for free. In addition to that, you get 2 coaching calls per month, one-on-one coaching calls per month with maybe Julie and myself, or certainly somebody that we've personally trained to be a coach. So when you upgrade from where you are now in Real Estate Coaching Essentials to the next level, which is advanced, that coaching program is $397 per month. But you get everything you're getting now, plus you get actually somebody who's going to personally work with you on the phone, one-on-one, and obviously, they're going to hold you accountable to getting things done. So just keep that in mind. And for those of you who are ready to go to the next level beyond that, then you get everything you get in the first 2 programs. But in addition to that, you actually have a coaching call every single week with your coach. And being honest with you guys, we train all of our coaches to always respond to their coaching clients' emails. So realistically, you're going to have a coaching call every week, but you're going to have some communication with your coach in between those coaching calls to help you move your business along faster. right? So that is for those of you who are ready to take your businesses to the next level beyond Real Estate Coaching Essentials, the program you're in now. Simple.
Right, and if you're not sure what that's about, listen to the Superstar interviews.
That's right. I mean, those are all people who are real estate coaching. I'm sorry, those are all either breakthrough or advanced coaching clients. If you want more information, I'm going to make it super easy for you. And like I said, as part of this coaching program, Julie and I give you our private email addresses, and it's simple. Julie's is coachjulieharris@gmail.com, and mine is coachtimharris@gmail.com, and those go directly to us. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level and want more information about those coaching programs, just email one of us directly, and we'll see if it's a fit for you. Simple enough?
Perfect. So
All right.
We will see you on future calls. Please take this to heart. Print it out, post it in your office, but more importantly, follow it. And I have coaching clients tell me all the time that once they've gotten clear on this, they start to hear us in their head where they're considering waiting till maybe tomorrow to do their lead follow-up, and then they hear this call. This is one of those calls that you want, actually this series of two calls, because there's 18 points split over two calls. You want to listen to this over and over and over, because there is some accountability in hearing. You know, point number three, schedule your relentless lead follow-up daily. Oh, my gosh, did I do my lead follow-up today? I bet you there's leads in there. My next deals are in there. I'm not going to leave my office until I set my next appointment.
If you had Julie Harris, who is going to hold you accountable to all your leads every single week, keeping track of whether you followed up or not, okay, would you be doing
I asked for pictures, by the way, of the wipe-off boards.
Absolutely. Would you be doing a more effective job with your lead follow-up? Well, hold yourself accountable to it. Actually take this stuff seriously. Urgency matters in this marketplace. Urgency means that they're going to take you seriously and you're going to get that real estate transaction. Again, guys, that's the key. That's if there's a silver bullet to real estate success, that's it.
Which is nice because it's kind of simple.
Yeah, and anyone could do it.
It doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
How about that? All right, a good place to leave this call, if you guys have questions, is coachtimharris@gmail.com or coachjulieharris@gmail.com. We'll see you on your next coaching session.